I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if you're out canyoneering this weekend and hear thunder, head immediately to higher ground. That's from the Utah Office of Tourism, who's warning people our monsoonal storms are dangerous in slot canyons. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, has been busy. Park City firefighters have been responding to blazes caused by lightning. Two other lightning-sparked wildfires have been burning close to Vernal. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slowdowns already in place southbound I-15 in Pleasant Grove and Linden in Utah County. Also in Utah County, westbound lanes are completely closed on Highway 6, a couple of miles east of Spanish Fork. Due to a mudslide, only one eastbound lane of travel is open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Muggy with a chance for storms this afternoon. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 93 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News has obtained a copy of the search warrant FBI agents executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. It shows the Justice Department was investigating the potential violation of at least three criminal statutes, including potential espionage.
The newly unsealed filing shows the FBI recovered 11 sets of documents of various classifications. The filing does not explain why those materials left the White House in the first place and ended up at former President Trump's residence in Florida. The FBI issued a subpoena to try and recover all of this before Monday's search to collect four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of documents described as confidential. There was also a various set of documents with classifications indicating they're only meant to be viewed in a secure area. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The House is preparing for a vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. It follows hours of debate today. Republicans say they won't support the sweeping measures. GOP Congressman Lloyd Smucker is a no.
There are so many things wrong with the policies in this bill. It will certainly punish Americans' pocketbooks through record high inflation, new taxes.
Democrats say the series of health care, climate, and debt reduction measures will be paid for through raising corporate taxes. It's already passed the Senate. New York State Police will hold a briefing this next hour on the stabbing attack of Salman Rushdie today while he was speaking at an event in Western New York. They've taken a person into custody. He's been identified as Hadi Matar, 24 years old, of New Jersey. 75-year-old Rushdie's agent said the writer was in surgery today. The author has been the target of death threats for decades after publishing the book, The Satanic Verses, seen by Iran as blasphemous. The family of actress Anne Heche has declared her legally brain dead. She's been on life support, but her heart's still beating for organ donation purposes. It follows that car crash a week ago. You're listening to ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. So the UTA has announced the grand opening of the Vineyard Frontrunner Station. Mayor Julie Fulmer says this is an historic moment for the city.
This is a regional development. It's going to be able to bring people from the west side of the lake into this transportation area. People up from Heber will come and use this site as their intermodal hub for getting around the valley and shooting up to Salt Lake City and making the points in other areas so successful. It's this regional development will do more for walkability and tourism and jobs and bringing innovation and talent to this community and the Wasatch Front in a way other projects haven't had the opportunity to do. And the reason I highlighted transit is because it really is a marker as we're doing double tracking for high-speed transit in the state. It's incredible, the transformation that is starting here, and we're going to see it just pile on as the legislature and the governor have put money and funding towards this double tracking to see transportation all across the state starting here.
And Vineyard was nothing but a little bit of sand and muck on the edge of Utah Lake, but there are more plans for this Vineyard station, a mixed-use, transit-oriented, walkable community that'll be created around the new Frontrunner station. KSL News Time 319.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.